They did raise it.
So you don't pay your full tax this year, okay? Sorry? You won't be paying your full tax this year.
Thank you so much.
That's on the record. Did you hear? Grab your interruption.
All right, can we just, we can bust one member. My homeboy.
Yeah.
I want to see my homeboy. Yeah. All right, let's get a look at the phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Melvin, welcome to our
attention to what's said while the mic is on. That's irrelevant. It's when the mic goes off, right?
Yeah. That's when the real substance of what you're doing.
I'm concerned.
You're not supposed to laugh. By the way, we banned that journalist, right?
You're not giving any documentation.
So now we go on to the committee's observations and deliberations. 3.1 is more or less the same, just grammatical changes and typing of language. 3.2 is the same as last night. We need to change the numbering there, but you know. Right, 3.3 is changed, right? You see, we included the industry to balance out the industry's concerns, not just with investments in systems, but other adverse consequences. Then the committee suggested, and this is the new section, this is the politics of the bill. The committee suggested that a compromise that would include the following aspects. 1, the social security reform paper is finalized within 3 months of the promulgation. 2, all parties acknowledge the severe over-indebtedness of sections of the population and the pressures on them to use their properties and pension fund savings for immediate needs rather than for their retirement. 3.3.3, while recognizing the challenges of over-indebtedness, all parties agree on the need, meaning all parties, including workers, to save for their retirement, be accepted by all parties, but the form of these savings, including some form of annuitization, be negotiated. In other words, even COSATU, even NUMSA said yesterday, they agree there should be savings. But the form it should take is what they're debating, right? 4, National Treasury, now this is where we don't trust them, not it? This is where we don't trust them. National Treasury does not use the 2-year deferment as a stalling period to simply implement the current provisions in the bill without effective consultation. National Treasury says they're going to take us to court if we say that. Tati, we've agreed on all of this, so we're not opening the debate again.
Have we moved to the word preservation?
Yeah, you know why we removed it? It's got a technical meaning. So you're right, good point. Actually, in the earlier draft, we did have preservation. But then Treasury even pointed out to me, Momo, you explain. I ran in at 11:15 today to discuss it. Good point, Tanji. So obviously, though you were out of action, your mind wasn't
out of
action.
But why don't you tell the truth that I've been put down by a doctor?
Well, we were all hoping that you were relieving us of your presence because you made us so mad.
Explain, it's a good point. I use the term like Tandy's using it, then you explain, no, it means something else.
Yeah, Chair. The preservation, normally people refer to it in the context of before you retire, that you preserve, and you're not testing it out. And utilization is not preservation, it's that you are, in a sense, investing 2/3 into an investment which then gives you a monthly income for whatever period. But I would agree that you should put preservation in and utilization, but that's your...
No, then it becomes too loaded.
No, I'm sorry to take you there. Actually, that's how I would prefer the sentence to be, to have both amortization and preservation. Because I don't know, advocates would advise us. When it's like that, it, at least it's broad enough to accommodate both of them in a way. Whilst negotiations still could, because I don't think negotiations are going to end here. Sorry if I can't speak properly.
Right. You are right. But it's slightly politically more sensitive to put it like this, because their sections of their constituents are saying no to annuitization in principle. They don't want it. Their understanding of it is that it won't allow them access. There are other sections that seem to suggest, depending on where you are located, we agree to annuitization, don't want it compulsory. And some say, no, I would like annuitization. So to cover all things, and it's simpler language, just to use colloquial language, we all believe that people should save, including workers who are low income, right? But how they should save for their retirement, in what form it should take. See, for example, you yourself raised, by the way, independently what I raised. You said, And I was struck because I never discussed. You said, in the first sitting we had, you said, look, why does it have to be annuitization for everybody? You know, why should we compile? Why can't people choose some? Or I think you said, why does it have to be one-third, two-thirds? Why can't it be two-thirds, one-third, and then after 2 years, 50-50? And then, so in fact, if you raise one or other dimension of it, see, you are right. But here, when it's time to also, you see, people need to report to their constituencies. And people are not going to read the poll, but the COSATU and other union leaders and the affiliates will read, maybe they will produce this thing in the next CEC and say, this is what happened. So to cover those things, I think it's better to just use it like that. But do you want to say anything, Matthew?
No, I think you've covered 100%, Chair. I think the broad thing is fine. And the key thing for us is having a space for engagement in a holistic and very
they would feel they're being steered in a particular way by National Treasury if you have certain terms, because they mean something very specific. And the average person in COSATU, even the average member of this committee, until Tandy raised it, wasn't thinking that through. What does that term mean? I didn't think about it until this morning. Okay, but you're right, Tandy. It's just that it's slightly politically sensitive. Then the next one is National Treasury fully consults with all stakeholders through NEDLAC and outside it, right? NUPSA and AMPU and whoever else. And takes into account, among other concerns of the union and the unions, the lower life expectancy of low-income workers compared to other sectors, and that some annuitization options could prevent workers from retreating to the benefits. We've covered this well before. Parties opposed to the current annuitization proposal commit to actively participating in the negotiations. You see, it's not right for people to come here and get part of the piece of art and waste our time and then they don't negotiate. So this obligation is actually, can I say this? This is actually a consult. Because you people go and send your little and then the secretary says, no, it's being considered. You must go there and next point, colleagues, 337. Now, while recognizing the challenges of over-indebtedness, can you see this is worded correctly, Momo and others? All parties will communicate with pension fund members that the proposed changes affecting provident fund members do not change their situation, and they do not have to resign from their jobs for fear they will be adversely affected by these proposals. Is that correctly worded, Frank? So in other words, colleagues, this is an anti-COSATU clause.
Oh, come on.
You tell us, get off your backside and don't mislead the workers. That's what I'd really like to say, but you know,
you'll be
in fact, that's what I'd like to say, not really, absolutely. That's what we really mean. When you go and interpret this at the next CEC, will you say what it really means?
You say, oh, this is to Matthew, and you know Matthew's not a problem. You're afraid of the B-quads.
Two, three, eight. National Treasury reports quarterly to Parliament on progress on these issues, right? We have to do that. Okay, the next thing, 3-4. The approach set out in Section 3 above provides for a form of conditional deferment. The deferment of the annuitization provisions provided certain conditions of it. The committee recognizes that the issues raised in Section 3 above could not all be put in the bill. There are also complex and time-consuming procedures entailing the many Section 77 bills. Following engagement with lawyers and officials would agree to amend the bill to require National Treasury to defer the annuitization provisions to allow negotiations, what we actually got in the bill, right? Then it was stressed that that was there last night, so I'm not going to cover that. And we added, notice, was about 3.6, including stakeholders in the industry have to be consulted, and other interested parties. Like our VC is interested in other capacity. 3.7. Consulted to the industry, if you are, I'm not sure, I'm teasing. NUMSA rejected any deferment of the annuitization provisions and argued that the bill was not, in fact, a money bill. Based on legal advice, that's Advocate Momania, and conventions in Parliament, the committee has not accepted the bill is not a money bill and requests NUMSA to continue to engage the National Treasury on the concerns, right? ASISA, which represents the industry, did not want a deferment of the annuitization provisions, but accepts the bill as amended, right?
Firstly, you've got two S's in ASISA.
Yeah, we can talk about
it. But more substantially, if you go to 3.5,
yeah,
it should be for the practice of taking advance differences in tax and annuitization benefits, I think you should say the scope for the practice of taking advantage of the differences in tax and annuitization benefits must be reduced from pension funds and retirement annuities to provident funds. Remember what we're doing.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. You've covered that ground.
Yeah. I don't like what's worded. It's not my wording. And I was just in a rush. I finished the 1328. I had to send it to him at a 1330 meeting. So I didn't like that. I didn't come to that. I was going to redo that. I didn't have time. So can you simplify that? The sense of it is exactly what he said, right? Can you just so members understand what it is you're saying very quickly? Don't go through the whole argument.
So, but Jay, could you even take out that whole line? Because the first bit, or I should say, if you like. Because we are encouraging, now, the way the law was currently, that you could transfer between any of these funds because they're all the same. The problem now is that for provident funds, there's no need to annuitize. What you don't want is people move from pension funds or retirement annuities to provident funds. That will be a massive
advantage. Yeah, so they're doing it anyway, aren't they?
Well, it depends with the fund offices and so on. If people move from provident to pension funds, that's fine, then it's opting to annuitize, and that we should encourage. So if you want to be clear, then you've got to use the from and to, because some transfers are. So as I say, you're going to keep the line, it's just the way I had suggested you collect it. So if you want to keep it, you say, in this regard, the scope for the practice of taking advantages of the differences in tax and annuitization benefits must be reduced, comma, from pension funds and retirement annuities to provident funds. So I'm just shifting the...
It makes sense.
It should not be eliminated, rather than reduced.
Ah, come on.
It should be eliminated.
So
So should I just give the wording and then you
No, I've got a problem with the word elimination because we know it can raise...
No, let's say reduce, okay, but I'm just saying...
We know the intention.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the intention in this regard, the scope of the practice of taking advantage of the differences in tax and annuitization benefits... Did you want the wording?
Yes, sir.
Oh. So then you say, must be reduced... comma, from pension funds and retirement annuities to provident
funds,
full stop.
Okay. So can you just do the wording for us?
Yes.
Okay. Then the next thing is, colleagues, 3.6, which is much the same.
Mm-hmm.
We're on 3 on the finger. So on the last section, we simply then talk about the Money Bills Act, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly what's in the Money Bills Act. So then I go to the impact. The proposed amendment does not look at 5.3. The proposed amendment does not affect the fiscal framework. Right? Then the minister, I wrote to the minister and he's replied. The recommendations are the following. That the social security reform paper, you saw this last night, I said to you, nothing new there. Then the issues for deliberations are there, and then at C is a new one.
Okay.
National Treasury must engage with parties outside NEDLAC, notice ELF, including stakeholders in the industry and other interested parties.
Thank you.
National Treasury must report. This must include the issues. You see, Parliament is holding, I think we should put in the words here somewhere about, this will constitute the framework of our oversight. In other words, Section 3 is what we... You see, as a committee, we can't just have COSATU and the unions and National Treasury agree. They can agree. But we are Parliament, we're going to hold both of them to account and other parties involved. So I think we should put in the word, also recommendation, Frank, I think we should put in the word, I just don't have the time, unfortunately, I was going to put in here, under D, saying... The committee will, as necessary, invite other interested parties to National Treasury briefings on these progress reports and will use a framework for oversight the provisions of 3.3. That is what we said. This is what we intended.
If we could, we'd have put it in a bill, but we can't. That doesn't mean Parliament will not hold everybody to account. Not
least, Matthew, you, personally, representing Kosatu.
Right, so I think we put in that the framework tool for oversight is 3-3, because that's the politics of the bill. Right. Then the rest is the same as last night. Is there anything we left out? I say this, colleagues, because I have a dreadful concern that this thing will become contested. Less to do with the study group than the politics out there, right? And we must be clear what the legislature intended. And frankly, ideally one should keep this whole thing out to the House. Although there's a proposal for a declaration, again, I need to speak to you on that. So I don't know in the declaration we need 3 minutes here, but I will just deal with this. So don't slam us, okay? Because then the main points won't come out. You're going to have to reply to you, and then there won't be time to deal with this.
No,
I'll have many more. I speak twice as long as you do in the House. Okay, fine. Having said that, is there anything we forgot? Linda, you're the record keeper, yeah? Okay.
What did you do to him? What did you do? Why is this happening?
Now, can we formally do the process? You have the bill before you. And we start by... Okay, so we're looking... You're going to help me, Frank Jenkins? Right. So we're taking clause 1 as amended with the clause 1 before us in the bill, right? So on page 6, line 38. So the rest of it on clause 1, A, B, C on page 4, as is. Yeah, the way it works is that it's preferable that you oppose the bill as a whole. But in previous times, I don't know if we still do it like that, every clause you can also oppose. Yeah, I'm even thinking, why don't you suppose the bill as a whole when we come to the bill? Just say you oppose it. Why don't you suppose the bill as a whole? All right, which clause do you like? Yes, he likes a clause. Can you believe me, Charlie? Which clause you like? Yes, Frank?
Yeah, I would think the bill has got two aspects. One is the annuitization issue, and the other issue is the correction of how to calculate.
Yeah, that you agree with.
So, I mean, that's industry standard, I'm sure.
Yeah, right, it can't be political. Oh! You see, that's wrong. Frank is so calm and sort of so temperate. He never gets annoyed. The fact that he can get annoyed with Alf is really revealing. Alf is a severe indictment of you. You're not going to issue a press release. He's going to issue, we're going to issue a press release and say, Alf, please anger the calm, Gandhian, Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King, King mentality, Frank Jenkins. First time I hear Frank lose his temper. He's a rebate of life. You know, the prophet answers the phone and does everything. Okay, we'll not get to agree with the one clause, right? Okay. So fine, can we note the one, but obviously the changing of things, fine. The rest, all the annuitization provisions that are opposed to the DA, right? So then we get to C, we're on page 5, D, and then on page 6 now, you turn to what we've got here. Frankly, removing the words manner of, right? So we're saying respect of the implementation of subsection 1, right? Manner of, okay. And then we've got, on our amendment page, we've got line 38, 3A we've changed, B and C remain the same, right? And that, of course, the DA will oppose as well. Then we move on to clause 2 on page 7. Right, clause 3. Any points? Clause 4. Comments. Clause 5. And then the short title. So now we put the bill as a whole. So who's going to vote for the bill as a whole? Tanji, you go down to the Kosatu's good books if you do. Too late, of course, you lost a vote there. I don't know for what.
I was standing it. Okay. She was seconding
And the report we put to you. And then we go to the office. Now the report put to you as amended. Can somebody vote on the report? Out, the Standing Committee on Finance, having considered and examined the Revenue Laws Amendment Bill B4-2016, National Assembly Section 77, referred to it and classified by the JTM as a Section 77 bill, reports the bill of amendments B4A-2016. A mover for the report, please. Makosi, I take it you're moving. Pinky, I take it you're seconding.
Pinky's seconding me.
Thank you. Is there anything else left? Now, can I take this opportunity of thanking everybody for their cooperation, except Alphys, of course, Kongile in particular, we thank. But I also want to especially thank the real hero of this whole process, and that's Advocate Jenkins. I didn't think it was clapped because he really did a wonderful job. People are so ungracious, really.
Yes.
He really did an excellent job. Late yesterday evening, I think the last time I rang him was shortly after 9 o'clock. Today, the last time I rang him was around 12:45. And every time I rang him, he picks the phone up and I say, is this not a correct word and is this legally correct? So Frank, you've done a superb job.
Thank you.
And can you remind me to phone, to write to his boss, so to speak, and tell her how excellent the work he is that he does with us. Frank, we don't want you not to be with us. So you'll be here all the time. I'm writing to Adekani about that. Okay. And we also have a special list. Don't think you can come running to Holland and what you try and resolve your class struggle on the street. Substitutionism, that's bourgeois and bourgeoisification of the class.
Chair, the fundamental contradiction.
Don't run to Holland, don't attack us again. Next time we're going to. Oh, yes, the other thing, the next time the government says wrongly, we are sleeping on the job. We will march, Tandy and I will lead that march. We will march on your house. First, Matthew.
Yeah.
Then you will march on
Kosatu
House, all six of us. Shall we put that down?
You
see, Linda, you think you know what's happening in this committee. You don't. You coach all the stuff. Yeah. What about the stuff in Invisible Ink? The main resolution, the main story that comes out from this, the next time Kosatu talks in the public domain, we are going to march on Matthew's house and on Kosatu Inch. That one's a good idea.